I think that we're probably being visited by a variety of races who have a variety of intents, just like we do. Some are benevolent, some are interested in us for research purposes or study. Some might have harmful intent to us, want to take resources from the planet, use us as study subjects. That's certainly been documented in so many of the abduction cases.
Do you think they're taking humans and not returning them?
I suspect that that is the case.
Oh, my.
That perhaps people who go missing may have wound up on some ET agenda.
On some planet somewhere or whatever has happened. I sure hope it doesn't end up like that Twilight Zone movie, To Serve Man, where they ended up getting eaten.
Well, that's certainly a scary prospect. But, you know, we can't rule out the possibility that there are races out there who would look at us like we look at animal life as something to provide sustenance.
Oh, my. Are there, like, vampires out there?
I think that there are vampiric ET entities who would need blood, body parts, DNA for their own sustenance or perhaps even to market. And these ideas have certainly been put forward by people who have had contact of varying sorts, people who get channeled messages. I think it's some territory that we really can't ignore. On the other hand, I think that there are positive experiences and benevolent ETs who have made themselves available to help people. We certainly have plenty of experiences on that end of the spectrum, too.
What do you think these cattle mutilations might be? In as much as no blood has been found on the scene, maybe they've been sucked dry.
They certainly seem to be, and it might be. I don't really have a good answer for that, and I don't think anybody really does. Many of those animal mutilations have been linked to areas and waves of UFO activities. There are a type of vampire attacks, for example, that have been documented in South America called the Chupa Chupas, named after the Chupacabras.
Chupacabras, sure.
Because they seem to be vampiric in nature, that people are attacked by these red lights that beam down from craft, and they suffer a wasting away illness. There have been reports of people who have been found dead and allegedly drained of blood, or at least a lot of their blood. Are there vampiric ETs doing that to animals and people? There seems to be evidence for that. And when you look at folklore, actually, there are a lot of similarities between real vampires and some ETs.